In a downtown library auditorium, about 90 people were given pretend money and asked how they would spend it to reduce traffic. But they only got so much, so they had to make trade-offs. For example, spend more on transit throughout the region or pay for a better bus system only in Nashville. Planner Lindsay Ganson asked people to hold up some of their dollars on a scale of 1 to 10, then she counted.
5, 2, wow. 7, 8. Okay, so you have 2, so how come the preference?
I don't live in Davidson County and I sit on the interstate. I'm highly invested in regional, even to get here, you know. It would be nice to have come on a bus.
That answer came from Maury Lenderman of Williamson County. Next trade-off, more frequent bus service or new routes that run on nights and weekends.
You don't want to have someone standing for 30 minutes waiting for the next bus.
I'm split because we have to remember that a lot of our low-income residents, they work on the weekends, and they need to get to and from work more than just Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
That was architect Gary Everton with a different preference than homeless advocate Carrie Simpson. This churn of contrasting ideas happened often, but City Transit Chief Steve Bland said these ongoing grassroots conversations will shape the changes that the city will support and be willing to fund. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.